Facebook is still trading almost 30% below the price it went public at a few weeks ago. Investors still aren't convinced that the company has figured out a way to make money, especially on mobile phones. But this week, Twitter's CEO said their mobile ads are booming, already outpacing web ads and on track to keep growing.
Peter Kafka writes for All Things Digital and has been covering this mobile ad puzzle. And he joins us now for our Midday Extra. Good morning, Peter.
Hi there.
So what's going on here? Has Twitter solved Facebook's problem?
Twitter solves Twitter's problem. That's what Twitter is saying. Twitter, for a long time, was one of these weird businesses where no one had any idea how it would make money. And they think they know, and they think it's going to be advertising. And what they're saying now is that the advertising scheme they've come up with works particularly well with mobile. It works at least as well on mobile as it does on the desktop, and that's different than most of the web, including Facebook, where they sort of know how to sell ads on a conventional web browser that you look at on your PC, but are a little more baffled on a smartphone.
Well, what is it that they're doing? Can you explain to us what their secret is?
Sure. Without getting too technical, basically an ad on Twitter is a tweet, essentially. It's something they call the promoted tweet. So it looks and functions basically like any other tweet you would read. And because Twitter is already sort of a mobile product, it was basically created for phones to begin with, it works at least as well on a phone as it does on a desktop. So from the reader's perspective, it's not any more jarring. It's not any worse or better than looking at the ad on a desktop.
So as you say, this solves Twitter's problem, and Twitter's doing well. But that model doesn't work that well for Facebook, because Facebook is more expansive. It has a more complicated interface.
Yeah, and let's be clear. Facebook sold $3 billion worth of ads last year. So they certainly know how to sell some ads to some people. Twitter may have done $200 million. So in scale, for all we know, Facebook may be selling just as many mobile ads. Facebook's problem is twofold. One is that there's a debate about whether people want to see ads when they're looking at photos of their friends and doing whatever else you do on Facebook. And two, that small screen size is really constricts the sort of conventional banner ad. Facebook, by the way, the scheme they've come up with to sell mobile ads is kind of the same one as Twitter. They're sort of saying, look, we're going to take stuff that basically functions as content and turn that into an ad, and that will go into your news feed. So it's sort of a Twitter-like solution.
But that basically Twitter is thinking mobile first, perhaps, and web browser second. Is that fair to say?
That's fair. Facebook started as something you would look at on a PC or a laptop. Twitter from the get-go was something designed to be used on the phone. That was the whole point of that 140-character constraint, is it had to do with the characters you have available on a text message. Twitter's now saying that 60% of their users are routinely using Twitter on a mobile phone. That's up from 55% 6 months ago. So increasingly, Twitter is a mobile product. And Facebook is headed in that direction too, but they've got in terms of getting a business to catch up to the usage, it'll take them a while.
Well, Peter Kafka, All Things Digital, thank you for helping us out with this.
Thanks for having me.